Section 109. Lauded be thy name, O Lord, my God. Thou beholdest how my gaze is fixed toward thy tender mercies, and how mine eyes are bent upon the horizon of thy grace and thy loving kindness, and how my hands are stretched out unto the heaven of thy bestowals. Thy might beareth me witness. Every limb of my body crieth out to thee, and saith, O thou who art the well-beloved of the worlds, and the Lord of all that are in heaven and on earth, and the one desire of the hearts which are devoted to thee, I implore thee, by thine ocean unto which thou didst summon all the inmates of heaven and all the dwellers of the earth, to help thy servants who have been kept back from turning unto it and from approaching its shores. Make them, then, O my God, to be detached from all else but thee, and enable them to speak forth thy praise and extol thy virtues. Supply them, moreover, O my God, with the choice wine of thy mercy, that it may cause them to be forgetful of any one except thee, and to arise to serve thy cause, and to be steadfast in their love for thee. Thou art verily the Lord of their lives, and the object of their adoration. If they be driven away by thee, who will then look upon them? And if they be removed far from thee, who is there that can help them to approach thy presence? I swear by thy might, no refuge is there to flee to except thee, and no shelter to seek except thy shelter, and no protection except thy protection. Woe betide him who hath taken as Lord anyone beside thee, and blessed are the ones who have rid themselves of all attachment to all the dwellers of thine earth, and clung to the hem of thy bounteousness. These, the people of Baha, before all that are in heaven and all that are on earth, no God is there but thee, the omniscient, the all-wise. Praise be to God, the Lord of all worlds,